July 13th through 19th. Alma chapters 32 through 35. Plant this word in your hearts. Record the spiritual impressions you receive as you study Alma chapters 32 through 35. What do you feel inspired to do because of what you learn? For the Zoramites, prayer was a self-centered, routine practice that happened only once a week. It consisted of standing where all could see and repeating vain, self-satisfied words. Perhaps worse, the Zoramites lacked faith in Jesus Christ, even denied his existence, and persecuted the poor. See Alma chapter 31, verses 9 through 25. By contrast, Alma and Amulek boldly taught that prayer has more to do with what happens in our hearts than on a public platform. And if it doesn't lead to compassion toward those in need, it is vain and availeth nothing. See Alma chapter 34, verse 28. Most important, it is an expression of faith in Jesus Christ, who offers redemption through his infinite and eternal sacrifice. See Alma chapter 34, verse 10. Such faith, Alma explained, is born of humility and a desire to believe. See Alma chapter 32, verse 27. It grows gradually, like a tree, and requires constant nourishment. As you read Alma chapters 32 through 35, you might consider your own faith and prayers. Do you ever feel any Zoramite-like attitudes creeping in? How will you nourish your faith in Jesus Christ so it will become a tree springing up unto everlasting life? See Alma chapter 32, verse 41. Ideas for personal scripture study. Alma chapter 32, verses 1 through 16. I can choose to be humble. Alma perceived that the poor Zoramites were humble and in a preparation to hear the word. See Alma chapter 32, verse 6. As you read Alma chapter 32, verses 1 through 16, think about how you prepare to hear the word of God. What experiences have humbled you? What have you done to become more humble? These verses could teach you how to choose humility rather than be compelled to be humble. For example, what is the difference between being poor as to things of the world and being poor in heart? See verse 3. What does it mean to humble yourself because of the word? See verse 14. See also humility, gospel topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Alma chapter 32 verses 17 through 43 and chapters 33 through 34. I exercise faith in Jesus Christ by planting and nourishing his word in my heart. Why do you think Alma spoke about planting a seed in response to the Zoramites' questions about worship? What is the seed that Alma spoke of? See Alma chapter 32, verse 28, and chapter 33, verses 22 through 23. As you read Alma chapter 32, verses 17 through 43, note words and phrases that help you understand how to exercise faith in Jesus Christ and his word. What do you learn about what faith is and what it is not? Then as you read chapters 33 through 34, search for answers to the Zoramites' question, how do we plant the seed? See Alma chapter 33, verse 1. Here's another way to study Alma chapters 32 through 34. Draw pictures representing different phases of a seed's growth. Then label each picture with words from Alma chapter 32, verses 28 through 43, that help you understand how to plant and nourish the word in your heart. See also Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 8, and verses 18 through 23, Hebrews chapter 11. Neil L. Anderson, Faith is Not by Chance, but by Choice, Ensign or Liahona, November 2015. Faith in Jesus Christ, Gospel Topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Alma chapter 33, verses 2 through 11. Chapter 34, verses 17 through 29. I can worship God in prayer anytime and anywhere. Alma and Amulek's counsel about worship and prayer was meant to correct specific misunderstandings the Zoramites had. See Alma chapter 31, verses 13 through 23. But the truths they taught can help any of us understand prayer and worship better. Maybe you could make a list of truths about prayer that you find in Alma chapter 33, verses 2 through 11, and chapter 34, verses 17 through 29. Next to that list, make a list of possible misconceptions about prayer that these truths correct. See Alma chapter 31, verses 12 through 23. How will the things you learn from these verses affect the way you pray and worship? Alma chapter 33, verses 3 through 17. Who were Zenas and Zenok? Zenas and Zenok were prophets who testified of Jesus Christ during Old Testament times, but their teachings are not found in the Old Testament. The Nephites had access to the teachings of these prophets, probably because they were included in the brass plates that Nephi obtained from Laban. They are also mentioned in 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 10 through 12, Jacob chapter 5, verse 1, and Helaman chapter 8, verses 19 through 20. Alma chapter 34, verses 30 through 41. This life is the time to prepare to meet God. As you read Alma chapter 34, verses 30 through 41, consider how you might improve your time well in this life. See verse 33. How can repentance and patience help you prepare to meet God? Are there changes you need to make that you have been procrastinating? Be sure to act on any spiritual impressions you receive. See also Alma chapter 12, verse 24. Larry R. Lawrence, What Lack I Yet? And Signer Leah Hona, November 2015. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Alma chapter 32, verses 9 through 11. Chapter 33, verses 2 through 11. Chapter 34, verses 38 through 39. What would it be like if we were allowed to worship and pray only on Sunday? As you read these verses together, family members could discuss how they can worship every day and why they are thankful that they can. Alma chapter 32, verses 28 through 43. A picture of a tree accompanies this outline. You might use it to illustrate Alma's words in these verses. Or your family could go for a walk to find plants at different stages of growth and read verses from Alma chapter 32 that compare a growing plant to our faith. Maybe each family member could plant a seed and discuss what we need to do to help it grow. Over the coming weeks, you could check on your seeds and remind each other of the need to continually nourish our testimonies. Alma chapter 33, verses 2 through 11. Chapter 34, verses 17 through 29. What do these verses suggest about how we can improve our individual and family prayers? Alma chapter 34, verse 31. What experiences have shown us that when we repent, we begin immediately to experience the blessings of the plan of redemption? Alma chapter 34, verses 33 through 35. Does your family know what it means to procrastinate? Maybe someone can share examples of procrastination and its negative consequences. What does it mean to procrastinate the day of our repentance? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving our teaching. Draw pictures. You might let family members draw as they learn from the scriptures. For instance, they might enjoy drawing a seed growing into a tree as they study Alma 32.